Okay, this video is going to talk about some of the key questions to ask yourself before you start working on finding a financial advisor. Because as you can imagine, what's important to you may vary from the next person. And if you're working with a spouse or a significant other or someone else, a parent, a child, someone that you're going to work together in this how to find a financial advisor process, you want to work on that together and sort through the differences in, if you have any, in your goals, personality, how you like to, what the answers will be to these questions for each person. So here are some big questions that I would want to ask myself or have someone close to me ask. Number one, how much detail do I want from my advisor? Because obviously a lot of advisors, we love to share information. We love to explain everything we're doing and get into the weeds and show how smart we are, explain the rationale behind every decision. Sometimes, you know, you might enjoy that, and or you may be, your eyes might glaze over like mine do if somebody that's building something on my house does. I lose interest quite quickly, right? So how much detail do you get? I used to think clients would want lots of information and look how smart I am at explaining it. And as I've gone through my time doing this, I've realized for many people, the value is in not doing that. They have hired me for a reason. And that reason is to take care of their stuff and them, but also it's to not have to listen to someone like me talk about that stuff all the time. So while there's a minimum amount of communication, clearly we need to have, I have realized that a lot of the people I work with really like, and they told me, really like that I don't give them a lot of detail unless they ask for it. Again, it's person by person, family by family, but so you need to be thinking about that and don't hesitate to ask. Again, I like open-ended questions, so maybe ask, how do you decide how much detail to communicate with to your clients? That way, it gives them a chance to answer the question versus saying, are you going to give me a lot of information or can I avoid all these reports you send me? Yes or no questions make it too easy on us as advisors answering the question. Second question, how important is price to you? Because, and not just how the price itself, but so the total amount, but also the transparency and the method in which that that charge, however you're paying, is calculated. There'll be other videos about, you know, the different forms of compensation, but in general, you need to be thinking, do I like to see it in front of me in dollar terms? Do I just need to know a general sense of how much this is costing me and where? Would I rather not see it and just assume I'm getting a reasonably a fair deal? Which could be true. I don't mean to paint that as a negative. There are compensation methods that you're not going to see it explicitly, but it's there, and sometimes having it right in front of you, I think, can lead people to focus only on the cost versus the total picture. But maybe if you like it explicit, that's good to know. If you like it, I don't want to see it. I know I'm paying. I'm okay with it. That's the kind of thing you might want to ask the advisor, because a lot of us will think, oh, well, fiduciary, transparency, we're going to show you it all. And a lot of people obviously like that. But if you think, no, I don't need that, it's going to distract me. Which can happen. It does happen. I see it. That's good to know. So ask yourself, how do I feel about seeing everything I'm paying versus how that kind of built in and I know it's there? Technology. How important is technology to you? The sort of strategic partner that I work with, they do a great job printing statements and doing the transactions and doing the taking out the cost, the advisory charge that comes to my firm, and doing everything the basics of what we need done. But I don't think their technology that my clients have access to is cutting edge by any stretch. So I find the online portal is not a big deal to a lot of people I work with. They might look, but they don't need it to be cutting edge. So that's something that I wouldn't just ask, do you have good technology? I would say, can I please see your portal or your login or whatever? If it's important to you, ask to see it. If it's not important to you, you know, that might widen the set of opportunities, but If there's anything specific that drives you crazy about how you view your accounts, ask that. If you really want to be paperless, if you really want to get a paper statement, like a lot of my clients are fine getting paperless for everything, except they'd like at least a quarterly statement. It used to be monthly, but now the default is quarterly. And again, some people are fine with quarterly, others want it monthly. So anything that falls under the technology category, I would ask, if how much do you care about that stuff? Communication. How often and how do you want to be? Do you want your advisor to communicate with you? Do you prefer video calls? Do you prefer phone calls, audio only? Do you prefer in person? Do you prefer a letter? Do you prefer an email? Do you prefer what's the best way to communicate? We have some limitations based on compliance requirements in the profession, because for obvious reasons, everything has to be archived so that there's a record of the communication, and just kind of helps protect everyone is the idea. That can be frustrating sometimes if the main way you want to communicate is Facebook Messenger. That's not going to fly. An advisor is not really supposed to do that unless somehow there's a way to archive those messages, which maybe there is at this point, but a lot of firms are not going to have that. But if you're not sure, ask the advisor how they prefer to communicate, and then you can ask follow-up questions and decide if that sounds like it would work for you. If you're getting a referral from somebody, an introduction from a friend or family member or coworker, you can certainly ask, hey, how does this person communicate with you? How does your advisor reach out to you? But asking yourself, what's my communication style? How often do I think I'd like to be in touch? That's a good thing to ask yourself before any relationship with a professional, including a financial advisor. And then the last question would be, how am I going to evaluate this relationship? So like any new endeavor, you go into an engagement, working with an advisor, if you decide it's going to be ongoing, and you want to be thinking, okay, when do I start to ask myself, is this working for me? Be careful about making it too short-term when you're thinking about the investment piece, because again, for most of us, most of the time horizon is going to be long for at least part of the money. And so you don't want to overdo this. I think this is a mistake when people say, well, I'm going to give it a year and see how these two advisors do with the investments. That's a very dangerous choice, because you're encouraging sort of a horse race, and someone that takes more risk may win that first year, and that may put them just in time to take more of a hit in a down market. And so I wouldn't encourage short-term evaluations based on investment results, but I think one way to help evaluate the relationship is let the advisor tell you what success looks like, or whatever they say they're going to do, try to hold them accountable, or at least notice if they do it or they don't. And so that would be my one suggestion on how to evaluate the relationship. But ask yourself what's most important to you, especially if there's a reason that sort of prompted you to start working with an advisor or change advisors. Make sure that reason still holds up. So if you say, hey, I want someone who will really walk me through all these myriad of decisions I have to make. If you get 1 to 2 years in and you feel like you've really had a partner to go side by side and go through whatever challenges and opportunities you have, great. If you realize, wow, they kind of got my stuff under control, I never heard from them, and I was hoping to get more, take that under consideration as well. Because you want to have, at least periodically be thinking, is this still the right fit? Most people do not want to change doctors or dry cleaners or financial advisors or dentists all that often, right? Because we get used to the groove and we understand, we think we know what to expect. But it's good to have, at least in the back of your mind, hey, what am I going to at least ask myself, is this a good fit? And you might ask the advisor for a suggestion as well, because when you go to have these conversations with a potential advisor, you can say, hey, how do we evaluate this relationship? When should we do that? Kind of turn it back on them. So there are 5 questions that you should probably ask before you embark on the process of finding a financial advisor. 1, how much detail do I want? 2, how important is price? And then how much do I care about the transparency and the method of how those that compensation is paid to the advisor? 3 is how much do I care about technology? 4, how much do I care about the communication and what would I like it to look like with my advisor? And then how will I evaluate the relationship? At what when is my checkpoint? And how am I going to evaluate if things are going the way that I think they should? So there's just some questions to help you build your arsenal of preparation for how to find a financial advisor. And if I can be of more specific help, please reach out and we'll see if we can get you where you're going. Thanks.